Chapter 6 Hexwood. The demon tree lurched forwards on torn roots, flailing its burning branches. Somehow, in some way unknown to sanity, the demon flame had twisted the trees into monstrosities. The mouth in its trunk gnawed mindlessly at the air. Goat-like eyes glared from knotholes, and a stink of old blood and rotting wood rolled over Serena as she raised her shield. A branch crashed down on the Sigmarite, leaving a trail of smouldering sap. She hewed at the branch, trying to ignore the roots that clawed at her legs. Her warblade drew thick gouts of sap from the tree's branches, and it reeled back as if in pain. The tree writhed, its trunk splitting and bleeding as it turned away from her to swat Ravius off his feet. He fell onto his back and only just managed to interpose his shield between himself and a branch. More branches hammered down, driving him deeper into the loam. Roots slithered over him, as if to drag him beneath the ground. Serena moved to aid him. She chopped apart those roots she could, while still defending herself, but the more of them she cut away, the more that lashed about her struggling comrade. Burning trees lumbered into battle all along the shield wall, shrieking eerily. Heavy branches swept down, leaving behind burning trails of pine needles. Stormcasts staggered or fell, knocked off their feet by heavy blows or tripped up by slithering roots. More of the flame-spewing demons raced through the gaps made by the trees, seeking easier prey. Before they got far, a withering volley of crackling arrows struck them down. The arrows streaked across the clearing, punching the creature's back. Serena glanced behind her and saw a cohort of Judicators approaching, skybolt bows humming as the archers knocked and loosed their deadly missiles. Wherever the shimmering arrows struck, lightning sparked and snapped, casting a white glare across the battlefield.
"Eyes forward, Sunstrike!" Aisha said as he shoved past her.
He drove the rim of his shield down, severing one of the roots that entangled Ravius.
"And you, Ravius, on your feet! This is no time for lazing about."
Together, Serena and the Liberator Prime managed to free Ravius as the Judicators advanced. The Stormcast archers loosed a pinpoint volley into the trees over the heads of the Liberators, snapping branches and opening steaming black wounds in the squirming bark. Trees toppled, groaning. A second volley swiftly followed the first. The tree looming over Serena and the others split open and burst, scattering burning pulp over them. Even as it fell, a knot of demons lolloped towards them, spitting flame. Serena only just managed to interpose her shield. She gritted her teeth against the heat as the Judicator Prime of the cohort moved to aid her.
"Easy, sister. Hold it back a moment longer," he said, his voice mild.
He knocked an arrow and took aim just over her head.
"Easy. Easy. There!"
He loosed the arrow, and she heard a yowl cut short. The flames diminished, and the heat faded. She lowered her shield and quickly thrust her blade into the wounded demon before it could rise. She glanced back at the archer.
"My thanks, Solus."
He nodded genially and drew another arrow from his quiver.
"I'm here to help, as ever."
Solus spoke calmly, as if he were anywhere other than on a battlefield. The Judicator Prime was a serene presence, and one that many among the steel souls looked to for reassurance when things were at their bleakest.
"Took you long enough,"
Aisha said, shoving another demon back. He smashed his hammer into one of its maws and tore its body open. It reeled, hissing. Solus loosed an arrow into it, knocking it backwards in a clap of lightning.
"I wanted to be sure you actually needed help, brother. You can be very indignant about such things at times."
Solus knocked another arrow. Around him, his Judicators spread out behind the shield wall. At his command, they loosed a withering volley. Demons shrieked and spun, setting more trees alight as they came apart in shreds of viscous slime and shimmering motes. As the last of the demons dissipated, the warped trees tottered towards the shield wall. Somewhere beyond them, Serena could hear the sound of running feet and the crash of metal on metal. Screeches and howls echoed up. The Sangors had regrouped and were using the lurching trees as cover as they raced towards their foes. She was forced to step back as a heavy branch slammed down, nearly crushing her flat. Nearby, adjudicators screamed as a jagged branch punched through a gap in her armour. She fell, her form reduced to crackling sparks of azure lightning. A liberator was dragged bodily out of line and into the mass of trees, where he vanished from sight. His curses dissolved into howls of agony before another blue bolt soared skywards. Roots lashed through the gap he left, slamming against the warriors to either side, causing them to stumble. The shield wall was beginning to fray beneath the unyielding assault. Serena jerked her shield up over her head. A branch splintered itself against it.
"We have to fall back," she shouted.
Aetius nodded, but before he could reply, the ground began to shake. Serena turned and saw Gardas's bodyguard of retributors advancing quickly to the fore, Ferus in the lead.
"Step aside, brothers and sisters," he roared.
His voice echoed through her like the rumble of thunder.
"It is time to gather some firewood."
The paladin retributors advanced as a solid wedge as the liberator shield wall dispersed. When they struck home, the wedge flared and opened, revealing Lord Celestant Gardas in their midst. His light blazed forth, and the corrupted trees cowered back. Their newly sprouted eyes rolled, and their twisted mouths gibbered as the radiance washed over them. The retributors, led by Gardas, went to work. Wherever their hammer struck, a tree toppled or burst into cleansing flame. Gardas's own Tempestos hammer snapped out. Lightning flashed through the glade, and a twisted tree splintered. It toppled with an almost human groan, branches flailing.
"On the final day, who will remain?" the Lord Celestant roared. "Only the faithful!"
Ferros and the other retributors echoed him, their voices rising up over the sound of destruction. As the last of the ambulatory trees fell, a Zangor leapt over it and swung a two-handed blade at the Lord Celestant. Gardas parried the Zangor's blade and smashed the creature from its feet with bone-breaking force.
"Who will guide the lost from the dark of despair?" he cried.
A second Zangor was sent sprawling, neck snapped as it slunk out of the mist and smoke.
"Only the faithful!"
Gardas lashed out with a boot and kicked a Zangor backwards. As it stumbled, he caved in its skull.
"When the strength of men fades, who will yet stand?"
"Only the faithful!"
Serena responded, her voice joining that of every stormcast within earshot. She clashed shields with a charging Zangor and knocked the beastkin sprawling. She stamped on its chest, crushing its sternum, then turned to meet the charge of another. The avian monsters flooded out of the trees, attacking with a singular ferocity. Solus's judicators chose their targets with precision, trying to stem the assault, but slowly the line of liberators and retributors was being driven back by the sheer press of bodies. Only Gardas held his ground, and neither demon nor beast could touch him. For a moment his light blazed forth, brighter than the moon above, only to be snuffed out by a vivid firestorm that engulfed him and his bodyguards with a colossal roar of sour light and strangling heat. Ferros, on the fringes of the blast, was knocked to one knee, parts of his warplate fused to slag. Several of his cohort were sent hurtling back to Azir before they even had a chance to scream. Gardas himself was hurled back into the battle line, his armour smoking. He crashed through the shield wall, knocking several stormcasts sprawling. Half a dozen flying shapes screamed out of the smoke and flame. The Zangors were mounted on demonic disc-like creatures. Some of the discs resembled spinning saw blades, while others looked like tailless lampreys studded with barnacles of bone. Several of the Zangors carried bows, while others grasped barbed spears. The one in the lead bore no obvious weaponry, but seemed all the more dangerous for it. Unlike the rest of its foul kin, the creature was clad in shimmering robes and bedecked with thick plumage. The air bobbled and twisted around it, as if the world itself were trying to reject the creature.
"Shaman!"
Aetius spat. The Zangor shaman hurtled across the clearing over the heads of the stunned stormcasts. Crouched atop its whirring disk of brass and silver, it gestured with its crooked staff. Blue flame cascaded from its tip, enveloping a nearby knot of freeguilders as they rushed to bolster the battle line. The soldiers screamed as their flesh darkened, and they collapsed to the ground, tearing at their uniforms. Feathers burst from their flesh, and their skulls cracked and split, lengthening into new shapes. Serena watched in horror as the mortal warriors were twisted into braying zangors. The creatures lurched to their feet, still clad in the rags of their uniforms, and lunged at their former fellows. Several of them peeled off and rushed for the wagon on which the impertinent maiden sat. The Hellblaster Voligan gave a roar, and the rushing Zangors were reduced to bloody pulp and mist. The crew hastily began to reload as a Zangor Disc Rider shrieked out of the thickening mist. The beastkin whipped past them and separated their heads from their necks with its spear in a spray of red. Smelling blood, the Gyrock pulling the wagon snorted and began to gallop away, spilling shot and supplies from the back as it went. Lightning crackled as Solus's Judicators loosed a well-timed volley. The disc fell, writhing sickeningly, arrows jutting from its underside. The Zangor rider hit the ground and rolled, squalling. Freeguilders closed in on it as it clambered to its feet, but were driven back by its barbed spear. It fought with a savage skill, moving more swiftly than the mortals could match. Serena glanced at Aetius, who nodded tersely.
"Go!"
he said, taking her place in line. She raced towards the creature, moving as fast as her warplate allowed. It turned at the last moment, thrusting its spear towards her. She caught the blow on her shield and guided the barbed blades over her shoulder in a spray of sparks. She drew a line of blood from its side, and then they were moving in a tight circle. Spitting unintelligible gibberish, it spun its spear, the weapon seeming to leave phantom afterimages in its wake. The Zangor thrust the spear at her again and again, driving her back. As she blocked its blows on her shield, she saw more of the Disc Riders hurtle through the walls of flame. These carried cruel-looking bows rather than spears, and they loosed as skillfully as any Judicator did. A Liberator was punched from his feet, an arrow jutting from the eye-slit of his helm. As he fell, his form dissolved into lightning and surged upwards. More demonic arrows thudded into a bellowing Gyrock, slaying the dumb beast in its tracks. Arrows punched into the ground around Serena, sending her stumbling back. Her opponent leapt forwards, cackling as its disc-riding brethren swooped by, seeking new prey. The spear twisted, gouging deep lines across the face of her shield and nearly tearing it from her arm. She turned with the blow and slashed at the beastkin. They moved back and forth, trading blows. It was faster than she was, and that speed only seemed to grow as the fight went on. Their blades connected, and she felt the reverberation not just in her arm, but in her soul as well. It shook things loose within her, brief fragments of the past dappling her consciousness like raindrops. She saw a woman's face, her own perhaps, and felt a faint echo of melancholy. It slipped away as another blow tore her shield from her. She staggered back, flourishing her warblade to keep her opponent at bay. It lunged again, but lurched at the last moment as a crossbow bolt sprouted from its neck. Beyond it, she saw Sergeant Creel make the sign of the hammer in triumph, or perhaps thanks. Teeth bared, she took a two-handed grip on her warblade and drove it through the beastkin's chest until the hilt clanked against its armour. Serena tore the blade free as bow-wielding Zangor shot past her in pursuit of Creel and his men as they fell back. Retrieving her shield, she moved after them. The beastkin's deadly arrows tore through several of the fleeing freeguilders, ripping them from their feet and sending their bodies tumbling like dolls. Creel, despite the awkwardness of his wooden leg, made it into the shelter of a supply wagon. He hauled himself over the side and into the back with ungainly speed. A line of crossbowmen had formed near the wagon, using it as an improvised rampart. As Creel clambered to his feet in the back of the wagon, someone handed him up a loaded crossbow. The freeguilders fired at his barked command. The onrushing discs didn't slow, despite the bolts bristling from both discs and riders.
Creel shouted again, and the crossbowmen dropped flat, allowing the halberdiers crouching behind them to rise up and thrust their weapons out. The beastkin were caught by surprise. One of the sangors fell from its perch, squalling, and several crossbowmen fell on it with knives and swords. Two died, but the blades of the rest of them found purchase, and the beastkin slumped, its broken bow sliding from its grip. The remaining Descrider tried to flee, but Creel raised his borrowed crossbow and let a bolt fly. It caught the Zangor between the shoulder blades and knocked it from the sky. His men cheered as the thing rolled to a stop near Serena. She lopped its head off as it tried to rise and raised her bloody blade in a terse salute. Creel responded in kind. A wash of heat across her armour caused her to turn. She saw the Zangor shaman swooping over a group of stormcasts. Its fiery magics splashed across their armour, staggering them, but otherwise doing no harm. Judicator arrows slammed into its disc, and the circular demon thing convulsed and shrieked. The shaman leapt lightly from its demonic mount as it fell, racked by lightning. The shaman landed and swept its staff out, unleashing a lash of flame that drove nearby stormcasts and free guilders back. It cawed harshly and began to weave a spell. Serena hurried to intercept it, but Gardas reached their foe first. The Lord Celestant stepped through the shaman's flames without hesitation. His armour still smoked from earlier, and his Sigmarite war cloak was in tatters. Streaks of soot and ash marred the golden ornamentation. But his light still burned, and as he scraped the blade of his sword against his hammer, the flames thinned.
"This forest is not yours, beast,"
he said, his voice carrying easily through the glade.
"Not yours, either,"
the creature crowed. It pointed its staff at him and traced abominable sigils on the smoky air.
"You will not claim Mazek's plumage, bright soul, whatever others might have dreamed. I will rip out your lightning and weave it into a chain to wear about my waist, eh?"
"No," Gardas said, softly. Even so, the word boomed out, as final as an executioner's strike. The shaman cocked its head, as if confused. Then it reared back, screeching in pain. Serena's eyes widened as she caught sight of one of the tattooed tribesmen behind the beast, a bloody knife in hand. While they'd all been distracted, the forester had struck. The shaman spun, shrieking a deplorable word. The forester died in silence, erased from existence by a fiery undulation that left an after-image seared on Serena's retinas. As his ashes fell to the forest floor, his comrades attacked. The tribesmen leapt on the Zangor shaman. Knives and hatchets flashed as the savage warriors hacked at the stunned creature. It squalled in pain and slashed wildly with a hooked knife. As it flung its attackers aside, crude arrows loosed from bows of horn and sinew sprouted from its back and chest. The beastkin staggered, slumping against a wagon. The knife fell from its hand. The tribesmen stalked towards it, faces hard. Serena made to join them, but Gardas thrust his hammer out, stopping her.
"This kill is theirs," he said firmly. "A debt long in the owing, now paid in full, as I swore to them."
The shaman's screeches spiraled up before breaking off into strangled gurgles. Out in the dark, the thump of drums fell momentarily silent before starting up again, their fury redoubled.
Demonic laughter echoed through the trees, but not so loudly as it once had.
With the death of the shaman and his entourage, the rest of the Zangors had retreated.
"They will regroup soon," Gardas said. "We must be quick. Hearn!"
The tribesman stood.
"Here, lord!"
He looked at Gardas.
"There are more beast-witches than that one in this forest. One more at least. We need to find the seat of their power." "It is not far, I think," Hearn said, cleaning his knife on his furs. "There is a place where the forest turns sour and the wind sings strange songs. It is where they lair, but they will intercept us before we can reach it."
Not if we force them to split their attentions, Gardas said. Gather your warriors. You will lead us now while they are in disarray. He turned. Feroz, with me. You will clear us a path. Aetius, Solas, I will need some of your conclaves, too. We must find the head of the serpent that encircles us and crush it.
Gardas looked at Creel, who stood nearby.
Sergeant Creel, can you get the impertinent maiden singing again?
Creel saluted with her bandaged hand.
We'll get her caterwauling, my lord.
Gardas nodded in satisfaction. He looked at the others.
Hold the line. Hold their gazes here. I don't want them to see the blow that kills them until it's too late.
He met Serena's gaze.
You, Sunstrike, you will come with me.
As you will, my lord, she said. As far as my faith will carry me.
To the heart of the forest will be far enough.
He turned to Aetius.
I need four more, and five from you, Solas.
Will that be enough, my lord?
Aetius said doubtfully.
It will have to be.
Gardas looked at Serena.
Who will walk through the fires of chaos unbowed, sister?
Serena slammed the flat of her sword against her battered shield.
Only the faithful.
Only the faithful, Gardas said, nodding.
He looked towards the forest.
Let us hope that is true. I fear that this blaze is but the barest edge of an inferno unseen.